We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
He is mad. He is crazy. Some say he never had any marbles at birth. Or maybe he's onto something. It's the Queery Cast with Larry Queery. It's not fearless, just real talk. And now, here's your host.
Hi, hello and hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Queery Cast. The name is Larry and it's such a pleasure being here for yet another episode. I'm always excited when I have one. Yeah, in the first segment I'm going to talk about the news, of course. Just go through the news and stuff like that. In the second segment I'm going to talk about the doctor's strike that is on right now. I had an interview on ZFM with the doctor and it was just sad, the conversation I had with him. And the final segment, I'm going to give you five relationship rules that I believe are outdated and should be abandoned now. But carry on. First of all, the big story on Thursday was Robert Mugabe coming out in an interview conducted by the SABC. And, you know, hey, the less I say, the better. I'm just going to leave it at that. The less I say about this situation, the better. I've just got so many things I can say. I'll probably just having a whole podcast about this, to be honest. So let's go on to the next thing. There's a cricket tournament that's happening in Zimbabwe at the moment, where Zimbabwe is hosting nine other countries or nine other teams. And it's in the Super Six stage. On Friday, Zimbabwe play against the special stage called the Super Six stage. They play against Ireland. And the idea is that if Zimbabwe win all their matches or end up in the top two, then they will qualify for the World Cup proper. So this is the tournament that is just before the World Cup. So this being hosted in Zimbabwe. Most of the matches are now going to be taking place at Harare Sports Club after the group stages that were taking place in different parts of the country. So yeah, just head out to Harare Sports Club if you're in Harare. Check that out. I'm sure you will enjoy it. It's an enjoyable day if for nothing else. Have a good drink with mates and stuff like that. So yeah, do the damn thing, as I would say. What else is there? Sad news about Craig Mack. Passed away. American rapper was big in the 90s. He came under P. Diddy's Bad Boy Entertainment around the time that, Notorious B.A.G. B.I.G. was pretty huge and so forth. He came up with a song, The New Flavor in Your Air. I've just forgotten the lyrics. I'm bringing new flavor in your air. Yes, that's the song. So yeah, that's I shouldn't be laughing. But anyway, he left afterwards and stayed out of music. Really, he had problems and stuff like that. What else can I talk about? Hardlife Jirekwi. Yeah, that's sad, eh? He had an accident. Caps United footballer, captain of Caps United actually, and also he is the was at some point, I think that two seasons ago, he was the Soccer Star of the Year. He also plays for the Zimbabwe national team. Probably would have been called up for the latest squad. Zimbabwe are going to be playing in what they call the Four Nations Tournament next week in Zambia. They'll be taking part in that, along with South Africa, Angola, and of course the host Zambia. But he's had his hand crushed and they had to be amputated from what we found out. It's coming from a birthday party and had an accident. And then did you see that Winky D video? Oh gosh, it was Ngirozi is such a beautiful song. Such a beautiful song that the guys from the ICC, some of the executives coming in from the ICC for the cricket tournament, absolutely love that song. I was at karaoke the other night with them, and you know they were grabbing the mic and they Ngirozi. And some of them have changed their ringtones. So Winky D's music is going to travel the world thanks to the ICC cricket tournament that's taking place. Yeah, and I'm just going to finish off the segment to telling you about a book club that is being set up by 3mob.com, one of my other properties. And so if you want to join the book club, just go to 3-mob.com. 3 is as a digit, 3-mob.com/bookclub. Book club is one word. You can subscribe and then you could join the book club. Yeah, absolutely. It's Larry. You're listening to The Criticast.
You can listen to The Criticast for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to The Criticast with Larry Quirirai. It's not fearless, just real talk.
It's Larry, you're listening to The Criticast. In the second segment, I did say I will talk about the doctor's strike. But first of all, thanks a lot to Bonnie, who does the voiceover. She's an amazing lady. Get in touch with me. Of course, the details will be available at the end of the show on how you can engage her. She does some amazing voiceover work. So, yeah. So, anyway, the doctors have been on strike since the 1st of March. And you know, the senior doctors have now joined them. So 90% of doctors across Zimbabwe are on strike. So I had a conversation with Dr. Amos Topo. I haven't gotten the video, the audio clip. I was hoping to have it here and I'd have played for you some of it. But he was talking about the fact that doctors earn $1.50 per hour. Now, that's just levels of ridiculousness. And they right now, when the last time they went on strike, they just said, can you bump us up to $10 an hour? So they earn $1.50 per hour. And but a compound to add insult to injury as well, they earn $49 per month in medical allowance. So essentially, like he said on the show, that he can't afford to get treated in the hospital he works in. So he could be working at Paradinyato Hospital, right? And essentially, he can't afford to be treated in the same hospital he works for, which is like so weird. And then I remember the acting president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association said, you know, one of the things is that we just don't have access to equipment, like the tools to actually do the job. So most of the time you're doing called medicine. So you go into a place and you say, okay, I think the person's got this disease, but oh, you don't have the medicine or you don't have the equipment to be able to deal with it, which is absolutely terrible, if you ask me. It's just a level of ridiculousness. And I just like sitting there, I'm like, okay, look, it's a separate thing. But I've got loads of people traveling across the world and holding indabas and so forth. All very well and good. I'm sure it's very great for the economy and so forth. But we've got doctors who are on strike and people are dying. Now, if this isn't an emergency of incredible proportions, then I don't know what is. I mean, there was a doctor who wrote into the program who said it's gotten so bad that he has to, he works 36, there was a time he worked 36 hours in a row. And he said what ended up happening is he ended up making a mistake and the person died. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's slavery. And I think the government for the longest period has hidden behind the fact that, you know, guilt people into going back to work and say, hey, you know what, you've got to go back to work because of the Hippocratic Oath and so forth. And I respect the Hippocratic Oath. But how can you expect somebody to work as a doctor if they just can't practice as a doctor? There's also issues like, for example, you're called to go on call in the middle of the night. They've got no transport. And when talking to Dr. Tsopo, he says, you know what? We're back on strike because the government agreed to do certain things a couple of years ago when the last time they had a strike. Must have been last year or the year before. And they just reneged on the promise. And for me, that is just a strange situation. There have to be consequences. I don't know what they are, but somebody has to finally be held accountable for the situation. It's going on and on and on again, and a generation of people are dying. Mothers are probably dying. And, you know, a profession that is respected and that so forth is being dragged through the mud at the moment because it just doesn't seem as if there's any urgency to deal with the doctor's grievances. I mean, look, they were supposed to have a meeting on Thursday. There might have been something came out of that, but it's 22 days later. What's the date today? It's 15 days later. And apparently they hadn't had a meeting in 2 weeks. So what are you doing for 2 weeks? If I'm not talking about the doctors, I mean the bipartite meeting, whatever it is. What are you doing for 2 weeks when no one is going to work? Get videos coming off the Ministry of Health and Childcare Twitter pay account. Oh, just visited this hospital. Oh, we urge the doctors to get back to work. But if those conditions that the doctor is talking about are true, what you're asking for someone to do was to get into slavery. So we are in the final segment, which of course is always a relationship segment, and I'm going to tell you about five outdated relationship rules that is time to abandon. Some of those relationship rules that have stood time for the longest, and people just keep saying, okay, look, you know, most of them are pretty impractical, if you ask me, hard to follow, and sometimes just sexist. I mean, like, I don't even know how some relationships will work in a situation like that. So dating rules, needlessly to restrict people. It's like dieting. So instead of imposing certain restrictions on yourself, maybe some of these rules may need to be have a rethink. The first one is a 3-day rule. Now, popular wisdom has it that if you go on a date or meet someone cute at a party and then text them right away, you're coming on too strong. And, you know, hence the advice is to say wait for 3 days before reaching out. But since when is showing interest considered a negative thing, if you ask me? So, and especially because people are so connected now. In those 3 days where there's silence, say, hey, they might forget about you. Somebody else more interesting might come along. So get rid of that dumb rule. It's a stupid rule. It's an absolutely stupid rule in 2018. If they like you less, hey, at least you took the initiative. Maybe they're not the person that you should be choosing as a partner anyway. Secondly, don't sleep with somebody on the first date. Now, there's nothing contradictory about sexual chemistry and long-term potential. Now, some people say, you shouldn't have sex on the first date. Keep it. Some people say wait for 60 days or 90 days or 251 days. Who knows? Now, plenty of people have had sex on the first days, have ended up in great relationships, and relationships can sometimes begin on a one-night stand. I can testify to that. There's some research actually that suggests that people who sleep together quickly have less relationships, but that's absolutely probably not strictly true because of the sex. There could be so many factors. It could be a result of relying on it instead of working on your emotional intimacy. So the reality is, as long as you focus on being intimate in more ways than just one, there's nothing to worry about. Someone who judges you based on your sexual decisions is, well, you know, not worth it really. And then third is only date people who meet your specific criteria. I know a girl who says that she's a heightist, and therefore she'd be like, oh, I can't date somebody who's below this height. Now, let's face it, when you have these very specific rules about, you know, dating a person who looks a certain way, went to a certain school, hangs out in certain places, must have this kind of possession and so forth, and must live in this area and writing and all that other stuff, you write off a lot of great matches. Okay, it's important to have standards. Don't get me wrong, but ask yourself if your standards are helping you. Or just you are just necessarily weeding people off. So some people just come in, you'll be like getting into this terrible relationship, and I see it quite a lot in a lot of people, that they get into these terrible relationships on one after the other, because they date a person until according to certain criteria, and sometimes that criteria, the person with that criteria, is simply incompatible with you. You know what I mean? I mean, go for something like they pay their bill. They, if you want to stick with them, or who are not likely to be a serial killer. I'm just, unless you have a thing for serial killers, which is kind of weird. And then, secondly, the fourth is kind of related to the second one. It says, wait for somebody, for the other person to make the first move. Now, this is a guy like that majorly backfires a lot. So essentially, women who send the first message, this is like, I'm going to tell women. Women who send the first message on dating sites, for example, have more success than men and supposedly end up with more attractive partners than do women who wait. So as the 21st century has become more competitive and people are having shorter relationships now. So that idea before where people used to have relationships for like 200 years and stuff like that. If you wait and you think, oh no, I'm gonna keep this person at arm's length, gonna make them work and whatnot and so forth. While you're busy doing that, they get distracted and they end up with somebody else. And then finally, trying to be friends with your lover's friends and vice versa. Now the Spice Girls will probably differ in this. Remember this song, "If You Wanna Be My Lover." I'm a bit of a Spice Girls fan. I was. I don't know. It's convenient if your social groups are the same. That's fine. But the important thing is that you like each other, and that you like everyone in each other's life. Now, I'll tell you one thing. A lot of the people that were my friends a couple of years ago are not my friends anymore. And sometimes it's just distance. Sometimes we just end up liking different things and so forth. So in the 21st century, again, relationships of all types are getting a bit shorter. So given that sort of scenario, you don't really want to spend too much time trying to be a significant other's friends. Just respect them and be kind and so forth. I know it flies in the face of a podcast from last week when I said how you can get your friends, your lover's friends, to like you. But if sometimes you just want to be liked, that's okay. Anyway, that's that for this week's Criticast. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm back with you next week. The cricket is on, but I'll still be able to record the Criticast late at night, like just now. It's probably, what time is it? Like 10 minutes to 1 a.m. right now? Yeah, it's kind of nice at this time of the night because there's no like sounds. You get weird sounds interrupting. But yeah, so I'll be back next week. Catch me on ZFM Stereo on Mondays and Wednesdays between 7:30 and 8:30. And on, what's the other day? On Tuesdays. Yes, between 8:30 and 9 p.m. on Health Matters. But other than that, you get more information how you can get a copy of the Criticast. But just to tell you how you can get in touch with me, on email, it's Larry at 3-mob.com. Yeah, that's the email address you can get in touch with me on. On Twitter is at Quirirai. Quirirai has got a YI at the end. Or just look for me on social media. Just look for Larry Quirirai and you'll be able to find me on all sorts of social media. And let's get connected. Let's have conversation. Give me ideas on how you think we can improve the program. I love a lot of ideas. But to finish off the program, I didn't mention it right at the beginning as the news, but some of you will know that Dr. Stephen Hawking, one of the greatest minds to ever exist in the world, passed away. And I'm going to leave the show today with a quote from the man, Stephen Hawking, a genius extraordinaire. I'm just wondering how they're going to pay tribute to him on Big Bang Theory. Stephen Hawking, who said, "The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, but the illusion of knowledge. The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, but the illusion of knowledge." It's been Larry. It's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
You can listen to the Criticast for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to the Criticast with Larry Quirirai. It's not fearless, just real talk.